Number 38, exercise 47. Listen to the text, A Family of Musicians, and do the tasks from your textbook.
A Family of Musicians. Carol Parker was a very special kind of girl who was a member of a very special family. Everyone in Carol's family was a fine musician, and they were all the most musical family in the neighbourhood. They lived in a deserted village high in the mountains with a few other families. All the inhabitants of the village admired the musical family. Each of them played a different instrument and practiced their music in different corners of the house. Carol played the violin in the bedroom. She was a good player. She knew what to do to make the right note come out at the right time. Carol had a pet, a cat, Pussy by name. They took walks together and climbed trees in the woods together. But when Carol played, Pussy slept on the bed. Carol and Pussy tried to share as many things as they could. In fact, Pussy was never out of Carol's sight. Carol's brother, Sam, had the best place to practice. He was fortunate to play in the living room because he was the family piano player, and the piano stood in the living room. Sam was always playing one thing or another. Sometimes he played from printed music. Sometimes he played things that he made up himself. He was a handy boy and could repair almost any musical instrument. In the evenings and on weekends, Carol's father practiced playing the bagpipes downstairs in the hall. The mother was a singer. She had a lovely, light voice. Mrs. Parker, fortunately, could practice all through the day. She sang one song when she was watering the plants and another song while she was cooking dinner. Carol loved her cooking, and so did Pussy. After dinner, the Parkers gathered around the piano with their chairs and their music stands. It was the time of day that no one wanted to miss. The Parker family played together. The noble sounds of beautiful tunes filled the room and spread all over the village, and that gave their neighbours a chance to enjoy their concerts too.